it's all about money at the end of the day. It's the haves and the have-nots. And I guess your issue is, if you haven't got money to give to players, why would they want to come to the club in the first place?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't got some money to give players. We haven't got what others have got. But I'll just be completely honest with you, Adam. When a player's available, there's usually three local teams at least who are talking to the same player. So initially, you put to the player why he should join your club. Top of the player's list is finances. Rarely a player doesn't ask, what system do you play? Where do I fit into your plans? Will I be playing? Those questions are always secondary to how much are you offering. Horrible to hear, but that's the truth. And then, so when you've tried to convince the player to join your club, again, I'm just being totally honest, you're then convincing him why he shouldn't join the other clubs. And, for other managers to tell players why they shouldn't join Al Zawin is a lot easier for them than for me to tell them why they shouldn't join the other clubs. Because, again, what's happening to Al Zawin on and off the pitch is very well documented, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be. Everybody's got a right to know. But it just makes things so difficult for players to get players on board for us. It really does.
I made the point on Twitter last night that you're almost in a situation where it's a bit like paddling up a waterfall when you've got the tide completely against you.
Yeah, I saw that comment, Adam, I wouldn't disagree, and who would? It's a very difficult situation to be in, and again, this week, me and Matt, we've just got to get on the phones all week. On our own personal phones, that is, I might add. That's mine and Matt Clark's money. They're not club phones, and we're at the stage where we're taking our phone charges everywhere we go because it's relentless, absolutely relentless, the calls. I mean, yesterday, from the coach journey back from Whitby to Al Zawin, I must have made 20, 25 calls to managers, agents, people who are in the know, to seeing what was available. And that's, again, that'll be the order of the week yet again.
The future of the club, as we know, is uncertain at the moment. Are you very much still behind the club, however things turn out?
Yes, Al Zawin means a lot to me. It's got a place in my heart, and I love the club, and I love the people behind the scenes. I'm quite aware that, there's a section of supporters who would like a fresh start, and they would want me and Matt. Probably the coaching staff, to be gone as well. I'm not sure who could come in and with a magic wand unless a manager or coaching staff could come into the club with a massive influx of money, so they can attract, the players that the supporters would inevitably like to see, but I'm not sure that can happen. So yeah, up until the time that, by the powers that be tell me, to call it a day or enough's enough, then, I'll do everything I possibly can to keep Al Zawin afloat and to keep putting teams out on the pitch. Al Zawin means a great deal to me, and I'll keep working hard for the club.
John, we appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Adam. Cheers, mate.